at the beginning of channel 2 over. The beginning of channel 2 right, right, right. The beginning of channel 2 right. The beginning of channel 2 right. I'm setting up for Bob Marilina this Monday, the 13th of July, 1970. Monday, the 13th of July, 1970. Nancy and Henry got a divorce. But we can't talk about that tonight. This beginning of Channel 2 Right, beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Bob Marilina this Monday at supper, the 13th of July, 1970. I'm setting it up, this is Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Bob Marilina this Monday at supper, the 13th of July, 1970. The 13th of July, 1970, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, Bob Marilina coming for supper.
But you can't have it just a little bit. I've got these steaks, and I have to watch.
Have you had any rain today?
Uh-uh. Have you?
We had neither, and it looked like such a black cloud coming over.
I was wondering if it was going to pour. One, two, these are Del Mar.
Good Lord, where'd you get those?
Laura Richardson's been telling me that what I ought to do is to get either one of them. Have them sliced thin, and I said I didn't like steak sliced. And she said, "Well, you have them sliced thin." I took them 2 minutes on the fire.
That's the way Bob likes them. He likes them thin. He always is at Mr. Denny every time we go down there. Like, cut it thin, cut it thin.
Because
he likes his done, you know.
He likes it done.
Yeah, he likes his done.
And well, I don't. So I'll take mine up.
Can you take yours
well,
up?
Y'all Judy, coffee
Judy takes hers up. You know, she just barely puts it in,
yeah.
Turns it, and she gets it on a plate, and it's just as red as it can.
You're going to drink some tea. I got some maybe.
Anything suits me fine. Just as does.
And I guess y'all need some hard liquor. I hope you had a good drink for your tea.
Oh, my class. Don't think we involved.
I won't. Oh, I won't open my mouth.
He is so upset about
well, I wondered if this was a good night to do it.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
We got a letter from Judy and a letter from Bessie and 2 letters from Nancy. And Nancy said that she just was not happy down there. And what she's doing is she's coming back so she can get a refund on a ticket. You see, they had to, since they were going to stay 6 weeks, they had to pay, not tourist fare, but had to pay about $70 more on the ticket.
Oh.
And of course, that was worrying Nancy that she had that $70, although I paid her way down there. In fact, she was going to reimburse me for the difference.
I see.
Now she's paying two out of her school money.
Yeah.
And she said she just wasn't happy, and she was coming on back. Becky said that, and Judy both said they had done everything they could to talk her out of it and talk them to staying on down to 6 weeks, but she didn't want it. She wasn't happy.
Well, you see it.
I thought
that's where it ends, as far as I'm concerned. But you were afraid, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, I said, well, just give her a little half chance, and she'll be back. But I can't understand why she hasn't got better sooner. I said, well, she's been 6 years. She's been married.
Yes.
Everything she's got's over there, so she feels like, well, you
but
know, starting all over again.
They were just so sure.
No, she wasn't. He was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the one, of course. That
now, can I just put a few beans?
Exactly as you please.
Can I just help y'all? I won't put too many. I won't put but one potato. You don't have
that's
to
that's right. Beans. Oh, God. Fresh beans and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And onions. These are.
Do you cook onions in yours?
Yeah.
You know, I got an uncle who cooks onions in his beans all the time, and he thinks he's an old fellow who barbecues, and he used to do the cooking when they go on fish things and all, and
yeah.
He thinks that you can't cook beans without an onion in it.
Well, now, will you all eat it?
Well, yes, I'm glad to eat it. I don't know that I've ever put it in an onion in.
Well, I just cut a small one up, and I've got, you know, onions. We don't need them with this. This is a queer dinner with this salad out here. But I think I've got some onions cut. That's what I like them, you know, those good big onions.
Yeah, cut up. Don't burn up your stuff.
Don't burn it up.
No, I've got the way I make rolls on Saturday. We don't like that old, you know, in the summer when I'm.
Oh, do you make them up from scratch?
Sure.
Say, I just don't believe it.
Well, I do. You don't remember Martha Myers in back in Knoxville, I guess.
I remember the name.
Well, so this is Martha Myers' recipe.
What is it, potato roll?
Yeah, it's got mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I tried them one time and it stuck all over everything, and I swore if I ever got my hands out of it, I'd never do it again. I ain't much on bread.
Well, what happened to Nancy Scott? She just left it.
She's doing this. I mean, she just quit. Now, that Judy said it was the craziest teaching you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Said
yeah.
It was just nuts. So I don't think that will amount to too much. But what I'm worried about is what she's done about him up here. Whether she's whether she's resigned over here in Marion County or what she's doing.
Yeah.
That lady had probably taken out of Judy's hide because she was so anxious to get Nancy. She called me two or three times and she said that she had three girls, she had two jobs and three girls, but she wanted to talk to Nancy before she hired one of them. She had hired Judy, and so finally we got Nancy over there and she hired her right on the spot. So I feel pretty.
And that's done.
Is that one done?
Yeah, oh, and yours, you like yours done too.
Well, yes, that's fine anyway.
Well, how you feeling?
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
You better take your own up, or you're going to get two done.
Mm. And, cause, you know, I'm like Judy. I could eat mine.
Get in here as well.
Just raw.
Judy said they were really having a time buying. Said she's just buying up everything underneath the sun.
I can imagine it. I'm not used to it.
She saw branding irons, long ago earrings. Having shoes made and clothes made.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have it. There's a place that makes shoes to fit. And you know, a regular shoemaker.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
that'll take care of some of our money.
Yeah.
I think it's got sugar and lemon in it.
Bob loves sugar and lemon.
Well,
and I do too. Yes. I like it just already fixed.
Well, that's what this is. I'm scared to tell you, but it's just that already fixed. I gotta get a little ice and then we're ready.
On the road, huh?
Yeah. We thought we'd just have a bite to eat and then we'd go out and see what you got in the way of fish. We picked some of them.
Mine that I put up looks perfectly beautiful. I got two packages I put in the freezer.
Oh, that's just set up.
Captain said that their ones at home aren't ripe yet. Oh, really?
Oh,
she said they had had such, you know, a little bit of rain and kind of chilly, cold weather some of the time.
And so they have burnt rice.
They're waiting on Judy to come on so she can go and make some dinner.
Gotta relax sometime, you know.
Especially when you got four
so many problems. So many problems.
Well, they'll work it out.
I mean, sometimes
I know one thing. I know it's no use to try to help them.
I tell you, sometimes it just takes a little something like this to, I don't know, wake them up.
Well, if I thought there was much to wake up, it wouldn't matter. I'm so sure that there's nothing night I get on.
No,
oh, wow.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
Well, good evening.
No. Well, how are you? Oh, come
nice
in.
Come over
doctor.
Here.
Which is Bob? That was
fine.
How do I get the whole side?
Yeah, and you all have to share yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help my girl in here.
Help your girl in.
Look at all
of this. Let me put my glasses over here. Do you mind?
Put them over here.
All right. So we won't be.
Gracious, we got all faces. Just a bite. Just a bite.
That's
what she always says.
Juicy. This is cottage cheese, so you can't gain on that.
Cottage cheese.
You don't have to eat your potato.
Good. Oh, we'll do.
You'll eat it. Don't worry.
You have to have
what happened to the CI?
Oh, it went out.
Somebody told me it had gone out of business.
Oh, I was just
out of business.
I can't stand that.
Oh, I hate to see that. It's not for the lack of business.
I don't know what happened to it. You know, Mr. Hammond, one of the owners, died.
Yes.
And
I just talk one at a time, but I don't get to hear you all.
Well, I
go ahead, Robert.
Well, I don't know anything about it, except I know she sold out her interest and then the thing folded up. The CI. So I don't know what's happened to it.
Go ahead, Robert. I didn't mean
now
to.
Now you can go on.
Well, we took Molly on a picnic down in Tampa, and Linda called Phil's folks and asked them to come to go too, and so we took them down. And Mother just thoroughly enjoyed it. We took food, and Linda fixed a whole lot of food.
Well, Linda's can cook. Can you believe that?
No.
And
yeah, I can believe it.
When
they ain't doing anything they want to.
Yeah.
Depends on what they want.
Well,
to.
They want to hop on.
We went to one park, and we didn't like it because it just wasn't. Is on the causeway. It was a nice park, a place, but just wasn't suitable that time.
A little noisy?
No, it was a little bit dirty there, the water was. And
you know, it was on the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And every, I imagine, out of all the groups down the side of those, on both sides of that thing, I don't imagine there were 10 white people. Do you believe so?
Not many of them. Most of
them.
Oh,
of them were Negroes.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't object to Negroes except that the water kind of dirty.
I don't
know
swimming with them.
And so we went to a park.
I don't object to a few, but I don't want to be
that's
in,
right.
in the midst
these
of them.
These were just all Negroes.
Went to this park, and we made one big mistake. The food was good.
Thank you.
And we thoroughly enjoyed everything. Always delightful. I didn't find out until I got back to him. Next thing. Marcel telephone. Well, just fine, just perfect. She just enjoyed the food, thought it was wonderful. One thing was wrong. You know what that was?
I think I do.
Yeah,
tell.
That's it.
Okay.
Got to ask the grace.
I didn't ask the grace. Oh, now that was sweet. I said.
Yeah.
So we were over that side. I was just telling the guy. I took an air conditioned unit over to give her, you know, for her birthday, and I was going to install it in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
See that handsome fella?
And, Lord, look at that, man. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's what do you call it?
It's one of those ones that we had two of them taking down our tree the other day.
They are palliated. Anyway, that's nice. Is he pecking on some
suet?
We'll have to get some suet. I saw somewhere you can get it. Anyway, I took it down. She'd have none of it. She blessed me out for a farewell. I told you, you know, she just cussed me out that way. I wouldn't have that. That's the biggest hopes. And if people freeze to death and you have off-riders and Nellie killed
you. Or she let into you.
Ooh, Lord.
She told him off.
I didn't even take it out the trunk of the car.
Why,
yeah.
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't have an air conditioner.
Mm-mm. And,
she fusses about burning up.
What did she say to you?
Ooh, Lord, she let him said everything.
Well, how did she say it?
Well, I'll be specific then. I told you I didn't want that. She had sometimes. But she left some little reservations. Now, if you made $30,000 a year, she said, she told us, Mr. Jones, for him, wouldn't be so bad. But teachers don't make so much. And
poor boy,
complaining anytime. About that. And so, she said, they are a hoax, those things are. Except you go in a place, you freeze to death. And she said, they hurt your arthritis. I'm giving you specifics now.
Well,
and then she whined and cried out, I don't want it, I just wouldn't have it. And this, I said, oh, my
God. It's just painful to think about.
So I didn't even take it out to the trunk. And then she wanted to see it. So I took it out, opened the trunk and showed her. And
in box.
I thought she'd get it. I said, no, it's all packed up. I'm not going to pack it.
Yeah.
One morning. It's all right. And, so on.
But the next day when he called her, she had burned up that night.
Oh,
it was so hot. It was the hottest night she'd ever seen.
And she wanted it.
Boy, I tell you, you really have a time with them.
Let me tell you, Robert. Now, what was the proper thing to do down there?
Nothing. Guess what I did again? When you deal with a person 90 years old.
You can't argue with them.
No,
I've dealt with people less than that.
Well, you just have to say, well, I know better. You can't buy a dress or anything. She doesn't like it.
And she lets you know about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That may be why she lived to be 90 years old, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything she does pleases me, so that's the reason I wanted to know what she said.
Well,
she's certainly something.
So,
Your year's fine, and we'll have another one. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, yes.
Oh, yes, so good, Faye.
Well, my brother will be down there sometime, and she wanted to air condition with him. Now, I don't know. I wrote her the next day and wrote a rather strong letter. Told her I didn't understand quite how my putting an air conditioner in another room for my brother while he was down there used to be a birthday present for her.
But now she wants to be sure we save that air conditioner. But
for him, for my brother.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I said, well, how can his using an air conditioner be a birthday present to you?
You haven't heard from that yet.
No, we haven't even gotten an answer. Well, she'll answer it.
Yeah, she'll answer if she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to get around it if she doesn't want to, doesn't she?
She wants to intimidate me, bully me, you know. And anything, I go down there, I mow alone. and the field next to them. And as you know, I painted the house, repaired the top, it was leaking, repaired and tried to patch the inside, plastered, you know.
Yeah.
And I send a nice check every month. I let some relative, and she's got a cousin that's a millionaire, you know, and occasionally he sends a $20. Ooh, Lord, that's just marvelous.
Oh, you just bragged about that.
Ooh, that's just wonderful. Because that's gravy, you know, that's outside. What I send her is, you know, well, you sort of expect that.
Do you dare have that?
Oh.
Huh? Don't you want one of these onions?
No, I don't. This is just
bland.
Onions. Those
yes, Bermuda
onions. Let me give you some more beans.
Yeah.
They won't bother you. I was so pleased to be able to get these pole beans.
Oh, that's what Becky and
Judy and Becky and all of them just
pole,
crazy about pole beans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm finished up.
They'll start raising them one of these days and have plenty. Mm-hmm. And can them or freeze them.
Where'd you get yours, Faith?
Found them at Thriftway. I hadn't been able to find them at any price for a long time. Oh, for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But they're for a price.
They go and come.
Ooh, they're tender.
Oh, yes. I bought them even for 49 cents a pound, and
mm-hmm.
that really hurts.
I know it. Did you say you got the steak down at Denny's?
Mm-hmm. This is
do
Del
you
Monte.
Buy meat there?
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally. I don't come
no,
down every time. Week, but I do. When I go, I try to make it count. You know, I go down and get
you
some.
You got a whole lot of it. Yeah.
But
oh,
I
yeah.
never buy any steaks like this.
Well?
These are grand.
What do you ask for?
I don't.
These Delmonico steaks.
I can't buy meat.
Cut thin.
But if I could, I think I'd like to buy it there. You can see it,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll cut it the way you want it.
Fine.
And they're sort of country like.
Well, he has U.S. choice, which
he's
is
got
the
real
best
good
meat.
Meat.
And sometimes we get the sirloins, and sometimes they're just marvelous. Occasionally we get the little one that isn't quite as good as others, you know.
Oh, it's not just local meat that he sells.
I wouldn't
oh,
think
no,
so.
I don't
no.
buy that old meat. Mm-hmm. I think this is old.
Imported?
Yeah. Western.
I wonder why he doesn't just butcher his own.
In that last movement of the moonlight.
I don't know.
This probably makes it difficult for me. It wouldn't be for a good pianist, you know, but for me. Because he'll change the thing, he'll be playing here, and then he'll skip to this, and then
mm-hmm.
skip to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could stay on the same two fingers, you know, and you know, and do very nicely. But when I have to keep skipping and changing to the thumb and all the fingers to play the same note.
Well, you just figure it's
sort of balls me up.
You figure a fingering that suits you, Bob. You don't have to
maybe
stick.
I ought to do that.
You don't have to stick to any fingers.
I think about that, that'd be common sense. It's good practice, I guess, to keep shifting. I don't know, but and a good pianist isn't having trouble with it.
Faye, I think what was wrong with me, I had to sit down when I went out there. We just I need food.
You need something to share. Help hold you up, huh?
Yeah. I quit eating oatmeal for breakfast. And you know, I never get satisfied from one meal to another since then.
You've been used to eating oatmeal a long time, huh?
Oh, yes. And I thought I'd lay off of it for a while.
It's pretty hard in the summer to eat too much of it. I think it makes you so hot.
Well, you see, he doesn't get any milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God doesn't have a weight problem.
That's right.
Well,
do you?
I don't just go around eating sweet potatoes, living on sweet potatoes, you know. No, not doing any more than I do. Robin.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Well, I have a weight problem.
You don't burn it up, huh?
Not now. I've been doing more desk work than I ordinarily do. And to see that vine come up that little suet pole.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is a time for vines.
Say, I should not, but I will. Thank you.
Well, now, don't you just
so much.
Come
oh,
out
good.
Here and do things you're not supposed to do or wouldn't do at home, Melanie.
Well, I certainly wouldn't eat these at home because I ain't never had them. I got a good reason for not eating them. Hot bread, hot rolls, we just don't.
We just don't do it, do we?
We just don't do it.
Well, we haven't been doing it until about until this summer.
We haven't either. I tell you what, I've been buying that old used bread, I call it. Secondhand bread.
Probably just call it wasp nest. Holes in them.
We use that. We've been getting that Roman meal bread for so long. That's all we get.
The why?
Roman meal bread. Supposed to be for people who are dieting, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You mind if I eat up all those onions? They're so good.
No, just help yourself.
Well, this place was on 10th Avenue, right at the shopping center. And
has it moved?
Oh, yes. It moved way out on North Main.
I didn't know that.
Way out of the way. And furthermore, I used to go in there, and the same girl, lady, was there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally, you know, just pass through much. I go out there, and they've got so many people working out there now. They got a big place, new place, and seemingly have a lot more business.
Where'd you say it is? Now?
We're out the end of North Main.
Literally, the end of North Main.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, way out there, going on to 39th and on out there.
Yeah. And they don't pay attention to you. They shift. You never see the same one twice.
Hmm.
And
takes away all the joy of shopping.
Mm-hmm. Right, darling. Sometimes I want to ask. They have that day-old bread, they call it. Sometimes I want to know how many days old it is. And they've got the little markings, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I notice on Channel 5, some of the stores are putting up their index, what they go by, you know, their code.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you want to go look, you can. Well, generally, you know, you wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. But sometimes I want to know. And I don't want any shyness. I want them to go ahead and tell me.
Not beat around the bush at all.
That's right.
That's dandy bread, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that the dandy bread?
That's right, dandy bread.
Well, the two boys were a little bit disappointed today. When I left.
That you didn't bring them?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They don't like to be left at home, and they're left all the time.
Oh, yes.
Well,
you have to make you a cage or an apartment in the car. I saw a fella had a car like that. And
we're going to need something like that when we go down to Miami at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Bring back Becky and Gerald and Judy and a dog and two parrots.
Hey, don't y'all want a parrot out here?
A dog and a parrot.
Two parrots.
The Guagua died and Paul Nell died.
The what died?
Guagua.
He drowned in a pool in a... Something.
That's some sort of animal.
Oh.
They had had him for about a year.
Oh. No, I don't need this. I'm just nibbling now.
Oh, that's the fig preserve.
Oh,
that
yes, let's have a fig.
Everything's so good, Faith. Lord, it's good. It's so good.
Have a half one. Just a half one.
With the fig preserve.
Yes.
it's not even tomorrow.
I don't find that it carries over from one day to the next.
You know, I don't either. And she tells me don't eat tomorrow, eat today. What I had today doesn't do me a bit of good tomorrow.
John Mearline said, "Now, well, we'll eat a big dinner today, and then we won't have any supper." But I've never found that was quite, you know, sufficient. The big dinner. I was somehow always wanted a little supper.
Do you have big dinners? I mean,
no, we never
ones.
Do. We eat just
you
bite.
Just never, no.
Except on Sunday, we didn't sometimes have a big dinner.
Preserves, and then I'll need the rest off the tree for.
No, I already have them. No need of your going out there.
What?
I ate.
You've already eaten them?
Mm-hmm.
A dog and two parrots and
One, two, three people?
Three people. Judy wrote and said, "Well, enjoy the quiet while you can," said, "because when we come back, you're going to have four daughters and two and a half son-in-laws." Two parrots and four dogs. Oh, Lord. And Linda's dog is the worst thing you have ever seen in your life. He is the most rambunctious animal.
I'm afraid you can knock Mother down when you go to the house. Hell, through there just like
a
wild
huge
bull.
Thing.
And he's powerful.
He's not tall, but he's just powerful.
Now, that's Linda's?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, when does he get
Truman, isn't
it? His name is Truman.
Yeah.
And he's a cross between a beagle and a basset hound, I think, and got the most awful voice you have ever heard when he barks.
So
you know that
bays,
sort of bay moaning?
Big, deep, funny sound.
Hmm.
So
well, you don't diet, do you?
No, I should. I don't. I always plan to, but I haven't gotten
well,
to it yet.
Well, I fixed me the best salad. Have I told you what it is?
Bob eats the salad every day for lunch.
Ooh, it is delicious. And it's in we have this big kind of red bowl like that, you know?
Yeah.
Cup. Great big,
it's a big old cup, but we use
and
it.
And she fills the bottom of it with lettuce, chopped lettuce.
Uh-huh.
And she puts a big wad of cottage cheese on there. And then another of tuna fish on the other side, and then wedged tomatoes. You know these tomato wedges,
mm-hmm.
So good. A little salt over that. Boy, when I get into that thing, it's really good. Ooh, that's good. It's non-fattening.
Yeah.
Now that's lunch.
That's my lunch, except that I generally top it off with a little piece of cheese, and they should have some peanut butter. And I topped it off with peanut butter.
Well, let me tell you, Robert, did you ever see anybody, what is this diet drink they have, Miracal?
Metrical.
Metrical.
Yeah, I've tried that.
Yes, I
don't you know, I have seen people have a little Metrical there, but they'd go ahead and eat their meal.
Don't tell me.
And then
that. I used to drink Metrical and wasn't quite enough, so I'd fill it up with ice cream, you know. it made a grand drink. Oh, Lord. Terrible.
That's the story of those things.
It's
the
story of my dieting.
McClam Rock gave me the best advice of all. I've read a lot of articles, but his is the best.
Yeah.
Just eat less.
Yeah. Just quit.
Just eat less.
Yeah.
Just don't eat so much.
Quit before you think you're fit.
Don't just keep nibbling, you see. Now, I could just sit here with these
I
things.
Could nibble on until everyone,
on
and then
that.
Faye could go out there and get the rest of them that she's got for the weekend and bring them in. I could just keep going. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
But I can.
So
well, now, how long has it been since you did that, Marilyn?
You
used to do that. You just eat all the time. People did. I did. I'd come home of a school that afternoon.
Take a bite of this and a bite of that, and then eat your supper and then bite
your
supper.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And what you ate after you came through had no effect at all on your supper.
No.
My regulations.
That's right.
It was just an empty stocking, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a...
That's where you put on the fat, too.
Well, when you're children, you just run.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, you use it up, but now, good Lord, all you do is sit.
I don't run much. I would run to get, huh?
I don't run any. In fact, I very seldom
walk. You run
walk.
All the time.
I run up and down through around the office, but that doesn't count.
No. I used to find that exercise, walking, is not much exercise. If I wanted to do some exercise, just this one little, I'm out of balance now, but this one little thing like this, just hold it, you see, for 5 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever you want to.
Five minutes.
It was better than walking 3 miles. As far as your,
let's sit a few minutes and then I'll go get that marvelous watermelon.
Oh, I'll go get it right
there. Don't you cut any watermelon. I couldn't eat any watermelon. I have eaten everything. You should have told me that, because watermelon, if we have watermelon, we ought not have anything else.
You know the story about that little boy.
Is that heavy? Is that fat? No, but you just don't have room for it.
And you know the story about that little boy.
I know that thing, but I have eaten.
You want to hear my story?
You tell about the little boy. Come on, Bob. I'm going
to
listen.
Well, the little boy went to the place and ate his little country boy. I think you've heard this.
I bet I have.
And sure you have, but I'll start it anyway. And so he said... he had dinner with the city folks, you know, and they served the first meal. I mean, the first course, which was soup.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's all he saw. He just ate. And they said, will you have another bowl? Thank you. Eat another bowl. Eat another. One. Then, when they brought on the dinner, you know, all the delicious foods and stuff, the boy burst out crying. So that's what we talk about.
That's going to be the story of your watermelon. Oh, shit. Shoot. I've even got a sour cream pancake.
Oh, no.
See?
No, but this is so good. And just to settle for this. This is so fine.
Well, this is a, you have to have one little bite, because Cookie brought this special. It is a, you'll have to tell them how this is.
Now you see, if you walk along with this like this, Then you feel it too. That's not just mere walking. Oh, there's just a taste there.
Yeah,
that's pretty all right.
What kind is it? A icebox watermelon or something?
I would tell you this.
They really.
I just can't. I ate so much and just enjoyed every mouthful of it, and just can't do it.
This is a color.
Yeah. Well, this is about one tenth. Just one little bite.
Because we want to tell you about it.
Did Marilyn tell you about the. About calling you today?
Yeah.
About the people trying to get you?
Yeah.
Nobody got me.
No, some confounded little nigger answered the phone.
Oh,
then said they ain't home.
And they said, she ain't home. I said, the operator said, well, when do you expect her? And she stayed a while and mumbled around. Finally, she said, well, she be home at 8 o'clock. And I told the operator, I said, that's not the right number. I said, somebody on the line just picked it up. I said, call them, try them again. So she tried again, then it was busy, you know, and then it stayed busy forever.
Yeah, that same little...
black stone. She ain't home.
Know, we have a maid that comes in and cleans up, you know, Vivian, and she spends... Marilyn doesn't know too much about it, except when I tell her. But she spends a lot of time on the telephone talking to her friends and all, you know, and the other day she got so angry. I mean, she... not really, but upset, I guess. Of course, she tried to call her home, you know. She wants to tell them what to prepare for dinner for them and so forth. And she couldn't get it. And she just kept trying and kept trying. You know, they just keep the telephone by the hour.
That's pretty sweet.
That is grand.
It's, the way it is explained to me, Now he's going to come over, the man that does this, he raises a lot of truck stuff, and he's also a well digger. And he's going to come up here, and we're going to put a little well over there this week, if we can get over here. I'm going to get him to tell me how he grows them. But the way it represents me is that it's slow growing.
Well, it's some special variety, isn't it?
No.
No, it's the way it's grown.
Just a method.
It grows
slow. Is that
slow.
Right? Uh-huh.
They don't. It's not eat up with fertilizer. One thing. But now
this is delicious. This is the first one we've had. I got a watermelon up at that place when they first came up.
You can't tell what that leader wrote.
Yeah, and it wasn't any good. It wasn't right. So I took it back up there. You know that little produce market there across from A&T?
Yeah.
I told the lady, I said, I bought a watermelon. It wasn't any good. And the boy told me if it wasn't good, they'd make it good. And she said, oh, yes, they will.
Well, you told her it just wasn't quite right.
It wasn't right. So I had taken it in. We carried it in there. And she said, I might not be here, said, so I'll just give you a note so that they'll give you one, you know, to make it good if you don't want to get it right now. That was the middle of the first of the week, and I didn't want to get one till weekend. So she wrote out a note, said, give the little lady a watermelon. And I haven't had the courage to take my little note back. Bob laughed at it. So he said, give the little lady a watermelon.
We went to Tailwater the other day and went and get some gas. And it would be great. And go fat filling station service man.
Now you've got
old man, you know. I mean, not too old, but he was well along. And looked at Mary Lynn and says, how many, mother?
Bob
well,
just laughed.
In the back seat,
and
just
every
howling.
Time he goes, they said, well, now they've got the cheapest gas down here. I said, well, they can keep it. I don't care if it's 5 cents a gallon. I'm not going to make it.
She wouldn't buy a drop from that fellow.
Smart Alec.
Well, now, that's a little bit the way I feel going out to that bread place now. The reaction I get out there.
not such that you want to go back, huh?
No, but out there, it's mostly just a lack of reaction.
You like somebody else.
Looks like
this delicious watermelon.
First day they've all worked there.
Guy, let me ask you this. Does it upset you to hear these commentators on the TV? I mean, biased and slanted news.
I hadn't. Oh yes.
It does me. I just get.
Oh yes.
Sometimes it's just so obvious. An insult to the intelligence.
That's right. Sometimes it's you just chew your tongue.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not that you disagree with them, it's just that the logic is so bad that you can't hope to swallow what they tell you.
I listened with considerable interest every now and then to the Vice President Agnew. Now, you see, he's not a man of words, really. He's not skillful with words. He's awkward with them, isn't he?
Well,
he uses all those terms.
But
you know.
Boy, he
really
tries to tell you what he thinks, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But the thing that gets me is that they're trying to stop the war over in Vietnam so that we can take a bigger part in the war of the Middle East, you know. Because Russia now won't say, well, we all tied up and they can do anything they want.
Yeah.
But they want us to become terribly involved in the Middle East war.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in becoming involved in that Middle East war. Because that means a third world war. And I just soon hands off and let them fight it out themselves between them. I mean, that's my own feeling about it. And
I don't know why it is that...
that's the wrong
number. I don't know why it is that some of those European countries can't take a hand over there and help out a little bit.
They don't want us to do it all.
Just pass the buck.
That's right. And we have to do it. And why can't, as you say, France and Britain and all the others?
Yes.
But no, it's always between Russia and the United States.
Yeah.
But they just leave it up to us.
Yeah. Yeah, back
that's
out.
That's right. I think you're right. They don't, not even interested.
But they tell us where to get off, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we ought to just hands off and let them perhaps fight everybody's war for them. I don't know. But I'm not anxious to get out of the Vietnam War just to jump into the other war, Middle East War. There's no percentage in that because that means a third world war.
You know, what about something like that is a sociable thing. We used to eat it all the time, and I've got so I never hear. But you see, we had it out there where the big families were. And we'd get together, you know, several families,
mm-hmm.
branches of family, and cut melons and have them there, and you just couldn't eat enough. You're afraid somebody get ahead of you.
Right, sure is good.
So no. Delicious things. That's
And cold. It's so good cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that summer when we had the melons back there.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
While they were still good, you know, we'd haul a whole, after they quit selling them, we'd haul a whole trailer load full of them up here, you know.
You really dive in.
Yeah. Well, that's the children, you know, that just kills them. They can't stand it.
You know, I think the Lord made one mistake, though,
mm-hmm.
About the watermelons. He should have had them to get ripe in the middle of the winter, you know. And then there'd have been ice cold to serve.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now this one's a little cold, don't you think?
It's just fine.
It needed to sit out a while.
You say it was grown around here somewhere?
Hawthorne.
Is that right?
The man lives over at Hawthorne.
Well, how is he going to put in that well? Now tell me that.
Well,
how will he go about it? Does he have a machine that taps it down and so forth? Hammers the pipe down.
I don't know.
You know, Hare's drilling machine, he has on the end of it heavy instrument that cuts its way on down into the earth.
Yeah.
So wide, you know.
Yeah.
And then after he gets it cut all the way down, he puts it in his pipe.
Yeah.
And now some people... The old way, I think, was to take water or something and force it down, you know. I don't know quite how they did it. They did the hole. Or to take a pipe and hammer it down and keep adding to it and keep hammering it down, knocking it down.
Well, this is just going to be just a little 2-inch...
Where is it? Where they have the trailer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little 2-inch... like this one, you know.
The guy says that he wants you to come to see him special.
You know, the other kind that you've got, submersible.
Well,
you have to have a 4-inch well for that.
Yeah.
And you can't work on unless you pull them.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You have to pull them out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't cost me as much as they used to.
Is that so? How much a foot?
I mean those submersible wells.
The pumps. Uh-huh.
Yes. It seemed to me like when I priced one over there at Joe Harris,
I think it's around $300 or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And $300 or $400 for this one. I'm not sure though.
Well, it's way down below that now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stay. They're curious. They keep coming down. Now they tell me the color television is way down from what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it first came out, I think we paid over $600 for ours. And now you can get them for much less than that.
Miss Baum?
No, that was Haven's Bobby.
Oh, Haven. Yes. Well,
she said she'd had a cold. She was coming to see you specially.
Yes. Haven's is one of the few people I can beat.
Oh, she's fine.
she gets, her eyes just pop.
I've met her, but I don't know.
And Marilyn's quiet tonight. I can't beat her.
I tell you, Bob,
I'm so full, I can't move.
I'm not sure whether I've ever met her or not. If I did, it was in 1937.
I'll tell you, Marilyn and Bob never have any appliance trouble, I'm sure. You ever have any trouble with appliances?
Good
Lord.
That would give me the stomachache.
Well, good Lord. Three or four times, I guess, in the last year, at least twice, I get my stuff in the oven and the thing goes like that, pops out. So, Sunday dinner, you know. And then you got to pull the
old
stove
Pappy
out from the wall, and Pappy's got to go get his tools and take them back off and find which wire's burned out.
And then fix it.
Yes.
That's old GE.
And a GE stuff.
Oh, I wouldn't have another.
Yeah.
Thing.
I don't know what we'd ever have again. We get so mad at
everything. We got a Frigidaire. And the Frigidaire,
about that.
You get mad at
everything. He's just beating us, I think.
No.
We got
we
a Frigidaire.
We had trouble with this thing.
What
is yours?
Whirlpool.
Oh,
God, don't tell me that. I was told Whirlpool
was
the only thing you could ever get that would be all right.
Well, now, that's right, because, you know, Whirlpool makes all the others.
What is this, a refrigerator or
cool.
Dishwasher? What is it?
It's a Whirlpool. It just was a
I know, but what? A wash machine or dishwasher?
It's a refrigerator.
Refrigerator. See, they make all kinds of things.
Yes.
This thing
like
here,
a stove. And,
and you know.
That's why I got this door. It made so much noise. It just ran all the time. And you know what was wrong with it?
What was it?
When we bought it, the thermostat wasn't working anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's reasonable.
When we
now.
Bought it.
That's reasonable. The guy will run all the time if the thermostat was.
It ran all the time.
But you see, it's a good box. We don't object to that. It's just that we couldn't get it fixed.
Well, did Parker try to fix it?
Yeah, and they did, finally.
And it took him 6 weeks to do it.
Oh, don't
tell me. Well, you're lucky. It took him 6 months to fix my refrigerator. 6 months. When the thing went out in the fall, the ice maker refused to work. It stuck. And I called him, and he came in and did some little crazy thing by putting on a little piece of rubber there, and it stuck again in a short time. And then
what's up?
Kept writing to the various people, and finally got this fellow from Jacksonville, a company man, to come in to work on it. Didn't I tell you all about
it?
No.
Well, he got the company man to come in. And what he did was just to wash it out with soda water. He said the ice was sticking there, and when the water came in, the ice was already stuck there, and so it spilled over onto the conveyor belt and freeze up, and then it wouldn't work.
Oh.
So he washed it out. Well, it didn't work any longer, any better there. And so I wrote to various people, and finally I got a questionnaire about how'd I like it. And I said, what would you say to your friends about it? And I said, I wouldn't have a known if they gave it to me. And I said the worst thing you could say about it.
What did you say, Bob? Come on.
Well,
that was one of them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have another one if they gave it to me. And I said, we have never had so much trouble with anything. And they wanted various criticism, and I tore into them. So I said, and then I wrote them a letter, and I said, I have tried everywhere to get this thing repaired. It was brand new. Before 6 months old, I said I was having all kinds of trouble with it. I told them what I'd done. And I said, will you please see that this letter gets to somebody who might be feel that he has a responsibility. I said, the warranty isn't worth one cuss. It's worth nothing, I said. The warranty, I said, I for 6 months have been struggling with no ice maker, and I can't get anything done. I said, the warranty is absolutely worthless. And I tore into him. I said, please pass this on to somebody who might feel that the company is big enough to be responsible to live up to its warranty. And I got a letter right back.
You can imagine.
And so they were contacting, I said they were sorry, but they had to go through the official, official channel. So but he would see to it. And so he... contacted also. I'd already written to Atlanta and to Tampa and the various
they
places
give him
and to Jacksonville.
Let him finish his story. If he got a choke, let him finish his story.
So, guy wants to hear the end of it.
All right, well, actually, he's going to get Mr. So-and-so. Well, I wrote Mr. So-and-so wrote me, said he couldn't make it there because of some kind of death thing. He had to take over somebody else. And so I wrote him explaining the trouble, and I said this fella came here and merely washed it out, and I said it almost froze up in his face again. And that, Lord knows when old Parker came, and here was the same man that had washed it out. He held his hand to shake. I just walked off.
Why, Bob?
Really, I did. I was so angry about the matter. All the trouble I've had, I couldn't even sleep at night for all of
He's
this thing.
He's up writing them letters.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the morning.
So this fella came in, and I told him, I said, I told him it was just worthless. And I 6 months, and it's still there. I said, and I'm the one, I have it. I said, I don't care whose fault, you tried everything, I'm the one. I tried to get the man at Fields who sold it to me to do something about it. He went over to Jacksonville and complained, and they did send they sent this fellow who washed it out, and that was the end of that. So anyway, finally, this fella then ordered. He said, well, we'll see about it. We'll order a new belt. I told him that's all it needed, a conveyor belt, because the ice was sticking, just as he said. So he ordered that and a valve. And so in about 3 weeks that came, and he put it in. I haven't had any trouble since. But the man may be right, guy. The man that was there said that, well, he felt that these things are made the way he felt that maybe it's the water leaving a deposit on it that caused the ice to stick. And he just may be right. And I'll know. It took it about 6 months to start, first with leaving the pot building up, you know, for it started sticking. But now Mr. Parker said that Whirlpool has a spray that you can spray on there, you know, to keep it from sticking. So if it starts sticking again, why, I'll get Mr. Parker to get that stuff, and we'll just clean it out and then spray it again with this.
You're ready to pay for that ice, don't you?
Oh, if I had to do it again, I'd just get one without the ice maker. I'd just get the regular trays.
You know, I've thought about that a lot of times. You know, you get so many things in one box, and now an automobile. You see, you don't really get into complicated things in an automobile until you get a air conditioning in there under the hood.
Oh, really?
And then everything is painful to work on after that.
You can't get to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls your motor so much, you see, mm-hmm. and everything. And all those little fan belts about the size of your finger.
Mm-hmm. The more you got in mixed up in it, the more trouble you have if anything goes wrong with it.
That's what Marilyn and I were talking about today, Guy. She said, well, something about a refrigerator said this. It hadn't given any trouble. Well, mothers hadn't given any trouble either. But this man connected with the appliance company, not Parker, another one they gave him, said that the bigger the machine, the more trouble, because it's more complicated. So these old machines were small and nothing much to them, and they just ran for about 20 years, and like the old one-horse shay, you know.
Well, I even went down, and this one was giving too much trouble, I went down and tried to find an old one.
Yeah.
I even told them at the ride store, I'd let them have this darn thing if they just find me a good old one.
Yeah.
And of course, we couldn't get the. Now it's a
you don't get the first
place. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's a pass the buck thing with them.
Yeah.
That's all it was. I told them that about mine. I said, everybody, you have the greatest bunch of artists in passing the buck that I have ever known in my life. I said, everybody passes the buck on to each other person. Nobody will assume responsibility for it. That warrant is not even worth the papers written on. I told them all of that. I really. And.
This little television set is just ideal. RCA. And you use that little remote control. Well, I thought, well, sir, I need another one to put out there in the trailer or in here. Somebody come. I'll get that one just like that. It ain't like it.
It's not the same one.
It ain't the same one, and it's done nothing but give trouble. And after you got it, you use that little jigger, and it wouldn't turn the coax off. without turning the whole machine off. Now you tell me what to do. And then he wouldn't turn it back on.
Well, you know, I got a RCA. I had three of them, I think, and I have four. Three, I guess. Well, I got the second one, and we used it about 2 years. Then I gave it to my brother on Yankee Town because his wasn't doing well. And he's had it about 3 years now, I guess, and it hasn't given one bit of trouble.
Well, you see, that's
a good one.
Well, that's
it,
sometimes
it just depends.
It
sometimes you can't expect to get good things all the time, can you?
No.
In fact, you can't ever expect to get two good things.
Just one. If you get one, are you lucky?
Let's go see Ajax.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go pick some figs and see Ajax.
Who is Ajax?
You haven't seen Ajax. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know Ajax.
Well, come, let us show you Ajax.
Oh, he does run. Hey, I went down a while ago to get Scott, and he had a spell.
Oh.
Hey,
let me help you wash these dishes. Come on, let me help you wash
these dishes.
Well, now that's the end of this little visit. We went out to see Ajax and Faye and Marilyna walks out there and talked and didn't come back in. It's so much cooler out there, but it wasn't cool out there. And Robert and I talked a little bit. They just left. And Marilyna was so quiet tonight, she bothered, she didn't say it, you know, she was bothered about this divorce business. It bothered her more than I figured. I thought she'd... That's a fan roaring. That's about 900 and past the end of this Channel 2 right, This Monday night, the 13th of July, 1970. Monday night, the 13th of July, 1970. The end of the visit with Bob and Marilyna. Bob erupted twice. One about the appliances. That was rich. And then once about Mother Lee. The rest of it was in low tone. And Marilyna never lifted their voice much. 9:25:30, the end of Channel 2 right. Bob and Marilyna, this hot, warm, humid Monday night, 13th of July, 1970.